It's worth noting that Charles Schumer, cited here as one of the critics of George Bush's pardons of, among others, Caspar Weinberger, he was also, Schumer that is, the author of a report that we're going to be touching on in weeks to come, which criticized the Bush administration for turning a blind eye to the complicity not only of the Syrian government, but of people such as Manzar al-Qassar, one of the participants in the Contra support effort with Oliver North. This report by Charles Schumer charges that the Bush administration has turned a blind eye to the complicity of the Syrian government of Hafez Assad, his brother Rifat Assad, a CIA informant, according to many sources, and Manzar al-Qassar, those individuals and elements involved in the Bekaa Valley heroin and hashish traffic, Bekaa Valley being in Lebanon but controlled by Syrian forces. And according to this report by Charles Schumer, the Bush administration has been turning a blind eye to that. And according to Charles Schumer, that could turn out to be the Bush administration's next Iraq gate. In fact, a number of ongoing investigations into the national security establishment, including the Iran-Contra scandal, Iraq gate and the Banco Nazionale del Lavoro scandal, the Inslaw case, an investigation into the CIA connection to the savings and loan collapse. All of these investigations have areas of overlap. They're not coterminous, but a serious investigation of any one of those would turn up material involving some of the other investigations as well. And Charles Schumer's report would be one of a number of, were the information in that to be investigated, that also would uncover information that would be extremely damning to the outgoing administration. There was an article that was carried in the newspapers today, and I'm going to read for our purposes here, from the San Jose Mercury News from Sunday, January 17, 1993. And this concerns the recent arrest in Italy of a mafiosi, a fellow named Salvatore Rina, R-I-I-N-A. And one of the things that has puzzled Italian authorities and Italian political observers is how Rina has been able to escape arrest for so long, and there has been speculation that he was protected. Well, among the activities that Rina is being investigated for concern the assassinations of two Italian judges this past year, Giovanni Falcone and Paolo Borsellino, both of whom were investigating a number of activities that involved the complicity of U.S. intelligence, and many of those activities related to some of the Italian connections to the Iran-Contra scandal. Both Falcone and Borsellino were investigating Operation Gladio, which would have gone in the direction of U.S. intelligence, and again, I want to apologize if I'm running through some of these things too quickly, but I refer people to the archive for some of the references. Operation Gladio, the focus of a miscellaneous archive show that was a NATO a NATO guerrilla warfare contingency program, ostensibly set up to organize guerrilla groups to combat the Red Army in its rear and in the event of a successful Soviet invasion of Western Europe. In fact, that particular program appears to have gone to finance a number of terrorist activities, including to precipitate terrorist activities, including the strategy of tension in Italy, a program of right-wing terror that was set up by Italian fascist elements, notably those grouped around the P2 Lodge, with the complicity and funding of U.S. intelligence. And that particular right-wing terror program was blamed on the left and used to justify not only a crackdown on the left, but also was used to discredit the Italian left, the Italian Communist Party being one of the largest and one of the most respected in Western Europe. We took a look at the strategy of tension in numerous archive shows, Radio Free America shows 19, 20, and 21. We took a look at it also in connection with RFA 22 and in connection with Radio Free America shows 32, 34, 35, the miscellaneous archive show on Operation Gladio, and the miscellaneous archive show dealing with the fascist third position. And again, the aforementioned Giovanni Falcone and Paolo Borsellino, in addition to investigating Operation Gladio, were looking into the Shikarchi AG case, which also involved people from the Iran-Contra scandal and other elements of U.S. intelligence. They also were looking into some of the activities surrounding Manzar al-Qassar, a focus of the report by Charles Schumer. It remains to be seen who was protecting this particular mafia boss, but suffice it to say that some of the activities he was involved in would, if they were investigated to their fullest, ultimately intersect with some of the very elements that we have been touching on in connection with the Iran-Contra scandal. and some of the wide range of activities that are continue to be hidden by the historical record, or if not hidden, at least eclipsed. And as the Reagan and Bush administrations prepare to leave office, it's worth taking note of some of the activities that they were engaged in and some of the things which they continue to get away with in terms of activities that they performed and which have been successfully covered up. Again, I want to note that among the investigations that have been stymied with regard to the abuses of the national security establishment concerns the frustration of investigations into the October surprise. Like so many abuses of the national security establishment, ranging from our political assassinations of the 60s and 70s on up through the Iran-Contra scandal proper, the gap between the information that is available from credible sources vis-a-vis the October surprise, and there are numerous credible sources vis-a-vis October surprise, there are also some flaky ones as well, the gap between the information available from those sources and the official position taken by the U.S. government is enormous. In fact, as political comedian Mort Saul observed, there does come a point at which you believe so many lies that you belong to the lie. He put that forth in his book, Heartland, which came out in 1976. In that book, Mort Saul asked the question, how many lies can you allow yourself to believe before you belong to the lie? And then asked the rhetorical question, is it too late for America? Well, that's, I think, the question we need to be asking ourselves as the Bush administration prepares to leave in 1993. And I would note that the abuses on the part of elements of the national security establishment in the 1980s and 90s were themselves by no means an isolated phenomenon, but rather were a continuation of abuses of the national security establishment which stretched back for decades, going, well, all the way back certainly to the beginning of the Cold War, and which in fact are continuations of historical trends which predate the Second World War and which were inextricably linked with the forces which precipitated fascism and that we touched on earlier in tonight's program.